आम हरि ओम सदाशिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां सद्गुरु चरणारविंदाभ्यां नमः। जिज्ञासाधिकरणं अथातो ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा। जन्माद्यधिकरणं जन्माद्यस्य यतः। शास्त्रयोनित्वाधिकरणं शास्त्रयोनित्वात्। समन्वयाधिकरणं तत्तु समन्वयात्। ईक्षत्यधिकरणं ईक्षतेना शब्दं गौणश्चेन्नात्मशब्दात् तन्निष्ठस्य मोक्षोपदेशात् हेयत्व अवचनाच्च स्वाप्ययात् गतिसामान्यात् श्रुतत्वाच्च। आनन्दमयाधिकरणं आनन्दमयः अभ्यासात् विकारशब्दान्नेति चेन्न प्राचुर्यात् तद्धेतुव्यपदेशात् मात्रावर्णिकमेव च गीयते न इतर अनुपपत्तेः वेतव्यपदेशाच्च। कामाचन अनुमानापेक्षा अस्मिन्नस्य च तद्योगं शास्ति। अन्तरधिकरणम् अन्तस्तद्धर्मोपदेशात् वेदव्यपदेशाच्चान्यः। सो दि next shloka next adhikaranam is antaradhikaranam that we are seeing and the 21st shloka vedaha vapadeshat cha anyaha. So in the last day's class we made some observations with respect to our approach towards Ishvara, because often Advaitin's approach appears contradictory if not understood correctly. And our approach is from Paramarthika Drishti and the other one is Vyavaharika Drishti. One is the absolute standpoint and the other one is the empirical standpoint. And we said consistently we negate Ishvara from Paramarthika angle, saying it is mithya. Then we should understand what is mithya. And because the word mithya has got two meanings, namely pratibhasika mithya and vyavaharika mithya. And in the pratibhasika mithya, it is an imagination like dream or a mental projection. And vyavaharika mithya, it is as real as the world. It is not a mental projection or imagination. Ishvara has as much reality as the world has. And as we respect mithya knowledge, so much respect we should give to Ishvara also. If that mithya knowledge is to come from Ishvara, we should have mithya grace of mithya Ishvara to gain and retain the mithya knowledge. Therefore, in Advaitam, Ishvara is very important for gaining jnana. As this Ishvara is negated by Sankhya, even Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya both canvass for Ishvara, who is distinct from Jiva and blesses the Jiva to gain knowledge. So this Vyavaharika Ishvara helps us to study and gain the knowledge of that Paramarthika Brahma. When many people read Brahma Sutra and Shankara Bhashya, people get confused as to why and how Acharya himself is confused and advocates Veda between Ishvara and Jiva. And here we should remember, Acharya is not confused, but very clear about the concept of Ishvara and favors Veda in some places and advocates Abheda in some other places, contextually. When the Purvapakshi is Yoga, Nyaya, Visishtadvaita, Dvaita, in all those places, he establishes Abheda. And when the Purvapakshi is Sankhya, Vaisheshika, Purvamimamsaka, Charvaka, Bauddha, so in all those places, both Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya will advocate a Vyavaharika Ishvara and Veda. So when we talk about Veda, it is Vyavaharika Drishti and the context is Upasana only. But from Paramarthika Drishti, we talk of Jnanam and Jiva Ishvara Abhedaha. There is no contradiction whatsoever. And this Adhikaranam is from Vyavaharika angle. and we advocate Sagunam Brahman. Aditya Devaha refers to Jivaha and Purushaha refers to Sarvagata Ishwara, who is located in Aditya also. The Shruti statement is what from Brihadaranyaka? Ye Aditya Tishtan Adityadam Taro Yamaditya Na Veda Yasya Aditya Shariram Ye Adityam Antaro Yamayatyesha Ta Atma Antaryami Amrutaham. So this Brahmanam, Antaryami Brahmanam, is the well-known Antaryami Brahmanam. Here Ishwara is presented as Antaryami, the inner controller, present everywhere. And one of the places mentioned is Surya Mandalam or Aditya Mandalam also, and Antaryami remaining in the Surya Mandalam, Yam Aditya Na Bheda. That is the relevant portion to note for us here in this mantra. It means Aditya or sun does not know Antaryami, Na Veda. Then what is the meaning of the word Aditya? It does not refer to inert solar disk because it does not know anything. Only if we can know something, we can say we know or we do not know. Only Chetana Vastu can know something or not. So here, sun does not know Antaryami means it refers to Aditya Devata, who is Chetanam. Here Aditya Devata not knowing Antaryami means Antaryami is different from Aditya Devata. Therefore, in the Aditya itself, there are two things, Aditya Devata and Antaryami Ishwara. Therefore, Aditya has got two Chetana Tattvams. One is Jivaha, and we already have told Devatas are only exalted Jivas. And the other is Antaryami, which is called Ishwara. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that Aditya Devata does not know Ishwara. Aditya Devata is different from Ishwara. Since two things are there, the word can either refer to Purusha or Aditya Devata, one of them. And the word Purusha here refers to Antaryami alone, which is different from Devata. Which Devata does not know the Antaryami. So the three extraordinary glories, what are those we saw yesterday? Sarva Paparahitatvam, Sarvatmakatvam, and Sarva Vibhudimatvam belong to Antaryami Ishwara and not to Devata at all. Therefore, how do we understand the sutra now? Bedam Yapadeshacha Anyaha. That is the sutra. How do we understand that now? Aditya Purusha mentioned in Chandogya 1.6.6, that is first chapter, sixth section, sixth mantra, is Antaryami, which is different from Aditya Devata mentioned Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in the third chapter, seventh section, ninth mantra. Ata yedai vaitate adityasya shuklambhaha sa eva rik atha ennilam paraha ennilam paraha krishnam tadamastat samata ya yeshontaraditya hiranmaya purushaha drishyate hiranyashmashruhu hiranyakeshaha apranaswat sarva eva suvarnaha. All that we saw yesterday. Smashruhu means the golden hair, all that the Hiranmaya. And in the Chandogya, seventh chapter also, seventh section of the first chapter, again, Ata yeshontara kakshini purushaha krishyate sa eva riksama taduktam tadyajuhu tad brahma tasya yetasya tadeva rupam yadamushya rupam yavamushya geshnau tau geshnau yannama tannamam. So the difference is mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, because of the statement of difference between Aditya Devata and Antaryami Purushaha. Therefore, what is the Anumanam now? Aditya Akshi Purushaha, mentioned in Chandogya 1.6.6, first chapter, is the Pakshaha. And the Sadhyam is Ishwaraha, the Sagunam Brahma or Upashyam Brahma. And what is the hetu, the reason? Bheda Vyapadeshat. And this refers to the difference mentioned in the third chapter of Brihadaranyaka. In fact, the word anyaha is given also. So the sutra itself gives the sadhya. We can put it better, maybe rearrange it. Aditya akshi purushaha. We supply aditya devataha. Anyaha ishwaraha, we can also. So it is not referring to devata, but ishwara, different from devata. Why? Veda vyapadeshat. Like akshi or any purushavata. This is the general analysis. Now we will take the word by word meaning. This consists of three words. The Vedam, Vyapadeshad, Cha, Anyaha. Vedam Vyapadeshad is one word, compound word. And Cha and Anyaha. Vedaha means difference. Difference between what and what? Aditya Devata and Antaryami. Antaryami means Adityastha Antaryami. So Vedam Vyapadeshad. It is a compound word as I said. Vedasya Vyapadeshad. Because of the statement. So now joining together, because of the statements of difference between Aditya Devata and Aditya Antaryami, now Vyasacharya does not say where is the statement coming from. That we have to supply. The statement occurring in Brihadaranyaka, third chapter, seventh section of Antaryami Brahmana. This is the meaning of the word Veda Vyapadeshat. And the next word is Cha. Cha is conjunction, joining this sutra with the previous sutra. Previous sutra gives one reason. What is it? Sarva papma atitatvat, sarva vibhudimatvat, and all that. And we said sapta guna visishtatvat. We saw all the sapta gunas yesterday. So we gave the reason, tad dharmopadeshat, previous sutra. So in addition to that reason, the conjunction indicates we give another additional reason also here. Therefore, cha means because of this reason also. It's a simple conjunction only. And the third word is anyaha. Anyaha means different. What is different from what? We say adityastha antaryami ishwaraha. The ishwara residing in the aditya is different from aditya devata. This is the meaning of the sutra. The ishwara residing in aditya is different from aditya devata. So the final meaning is ishwara, who is located in the solar disk, is different from Aditya Devata because the Shruti differentiates this is Ishwara from Aditya Devata. Shruti Pramanam is there. Therefore, when we worship the deity, Aditya, Surya Devata, in daily Sandhyavandana Karma, what do we say? Deyasada Savitra Mandala Madhyavarti Narayanaha Sarajisasana Sannivishtaha Keyuravane Makara Kundalavane Kiriti Harim Kiranmaya Vapuhom Drita Shanka Chakraha. So the question is, are we worshipping Aditya Devata or Maya Sakitam Brahman? Because in Tattva Bodha we saw Aditya is also the Devata presiding over the Chakshur Indriyam, the eyes. Therefore, do we worship the presiding deity of the eye in Sandhyavandana Karma or Ishwara? A doubt might arise. And the Siddhanti says, we don't worship the sun, the presiding deity of the eye, but Ishwara, the lord of all presiding deities. Why not worship Aditya Devata for good sight? Because Arogyam Bhaskaradi Chete. Okay, so Aditya is supposed to be the presiding deity for Chakshur Indriyam. Why not worship Aditya Devata? Our answer is, when we worship Aditya Devata, it will protect only the eyes. And when you worship the Antaryami Ishwara, since the lord of all the presiding deities, that will take care of all our sense organs, including eye. Because akashat patitam toyam yata gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaraha keshavam pratigacchati. Keshavam means antaryaminam saguna ishwaram pratigacchati. In the same way, worship Saraswati or Mahalakshmi is not as presiding deity of one principle, but as whole creation, and get blessings from the Lord as Antaryami. So in Aditya Hridayam also, are we worshipping Aditya Devata or Antaryami? Sarva Devatmako Keshaha Tejasvi Rashmi Bhavanaha Esha Devasura Ganan Lokan Badika Bastibihim Esha Brahmacha Vishnuscha Shivaskanda Prajapatihi. In fact, all our worships, pujas, yajnas are all directed to one Antaryami Ishwara only. With this Antaradhikaranam is also over. Now we will see the summary. And what are the five factors it should satisfy? Vishayo vishayaschaiva purvapakshastatottaram sangatischeti panchangam shastre adhikaranam smritam, the lakshanam of an adhikaranam. So here vishayaha is a subject matter. And the subject matter of this adhikaranam is what? Aditya Akshi Purushaha, mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, section 6, mantra 6, and also first chapter, 7th section, mantra 5. And the second samshayaha, the doubt, in Aditya Akshi Purusha, the controversy is what? Whether the Purusha is Ishvara or Jiva or Devata. Devata comes under, as I told, is only exalted Jiva category only. And third, Purvapakshi. What is the objection? He claims Aditya Purushaha is Jiva or Devata only because it has got limitation, parichinnatvat, because it is located in the sun or in the eye, and it has got color, Hiranmayaha, all that isa. It has got all organs like Pundarikakshaha, and it has limited power because one of them lords over the lower world and another rules over the higher world, we saw yesterday. And the fourth, the Siddhanta, his conclusion is what? Purusha refers to Sagunam Brahman alone. It is different from Jiva, Jagat, and Devata. The reason is what? Because the virtues of total purity and absolute glory and all those things, they can belong only to Ishvara and not to any Jiva. All the limitations mentioned are for the sake of Upasana only. Should be very careful. Yesterday somebody asked in Mahanyasam for Avyakta Parabrahmarishiki, all are Upasana only. They should be taken as limited manifestation of the limitless Lord to bless the devotees. I imagine a limited Lord for my benefit. Limitation becomes my projection. Or the Lord himself comes in front of me with a limited form to bless me. And when I say limited manifestation, then the limitations are assumed by the Ishvara himself. Either it is my imagination or Lord's assumption. Lord took the form of Narasimha to kill Hiranyakashipu because he got such a boon. And the Lord had to instantly synthesize such a form. So all those things the Lord can do. Both are possible. We have imaginary power, while God has got assuming power of Maya Shakti. So as the Lord said in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, Ajo Visannavyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan Prakritim Swamadishthaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Therefore, our conclusion is what? Purushaha is equal to Ishwaraha only. And by this, we directly address the Sankhya philosopher and establish we should accept an Ishwaraha, different from Jiva and Jagat. From what angle? Vyavaharika Drishti. This is the fourth factor, the Siddhanta factor. And fifth one is Sangatihi. And we already said yesterday really, that it is very technical and it is adequate for us to know that the position of this topic is appropriate position only in the Kripa Sutras. Namely, this is the seventh Adhikaranam and it has come under the sixth, come after the sixth and before the eighth, placed correctly in the first pada, in the first chapter of Brahma Sutras. Establishing that it is Sangatihim is appropriate. And the sub-commentators, they do the, Adi Shankara doesn't write even Sangati part of it. So the sub-commentators only, they do their job and we don't have to dwell on that too much. So with this, we conclude the seventh Adhikaranam also, the seventh topic in Brahma Sutra. Now we will enter the next Sutra and the next Adhikaranam. And that is called Akasha Adhikaranam. Akasha Stallingat is the Sutra. 23rd Sutra, Akasha Stallingat. It is a small Adhikaranam consisting of only one Sutra. And because it begins with the word Akashaha, it is called Akasha Adhikaranam. As usual, we will do a general analysis first. The Vishaya Vakyam or the Shruti Vakyam taken for analysis is from, again, Chandogya Upanishad, chapter 1, 9th section, first mantra. First, we will see the context. For this, we take the 8th and the 9th section of Chandogya, first chapter. And in these two sections, Chandogya Upanishad gives another upasana, namely Ishvara upasana only. And that Ishvara endowed with a virtue called Parobariyatva Guna Visishta Ishvaraha. I'll explain. Parobariyatva Guna Visishta Ishvaraha. Parobariyaha means the greatest one, most glorious, most exalted, unsurpassed. Simply put, Mahatva Guna Visishta Ishvaraha. Ishvara endowed with the great virtue of Mahatva. Therefore, it is clear, in this sutra also, Sagunam Brahma or Upasyam Brahma only is discussed. So, we should not have a doubt whether it is Nirgunam Brahma at all. It is Sagunam Brahma Upasana and Upasyam Brahma. Therefore, this is Vyabaharika Drishti. So, every sutra hereafter, we have to find out whether it is Paramarthika Drishti or Vyabaharika Drishti, Saguna Ishvara or Nirguna Ishvara, Nirgunam Brahma. So, Saguna Ishvara. And this greatest Ishvara is to be invoked where? In Omkara, in the Pranava. And the Omkara occurring in Samaveda is known as Udgitaha. Udgitaha, which is chanted in high pitch. Uchaihi Giyate. Udgitaha, chanted in high pitch. Because in Samaveda, it is in musical form. And therefore, they have to chant in high pitch. And that too, Omkara must be chanted in very high pitch. Therefore, it is called Udgita. And in these two sections, 8 and 9 of Chandogya, first chapter, Chandogya Upanishad teaches the invocation of Ishvara upon Udgita. It is a symbol. Udgita is a symbol, an alambanam, a support. Like invoking, for example, the Lord in Shivalinga or Saligrama. And therefore, the upasana prescribed is what? Parobariyatva guna visishta Ishvara rupena udgita upasana. Meditation upon Omkara as the greatest law. This is the topic in the 8th and the 9th section of Chandogya. Now we will briefly summarize that, because Chandogya we did some time ago. People who might have come to the lectures also might have forgotten. Who have not come, maybe it is some information to them. So the whole teaching is given in the form of a discussion among three people in Chandogya. Namely, Dalbyaha, Shilakaha, and Jaivalihi. These are all Upanishad names. You can take Tom, Dick, and Harry also, doesn't matter. And the first two are Brahmanas, and the third one is a Kshatriya. That is, Dalbyaha and Shilakaha are Brahmanas, and Jaivalihi is a Kshatriya. And they want to discuss a great and noble thing, indicating that noble people always want to discuss nobler things. Otherwise, not gossiping or all of the soap opera things. And Jaivali, the Kshatriya, happens to know more than the other two, even though he was a Kshatriya. And in spite of it, he is humble and he respects the Brahmanas. Therefore, he said to them, "I will simply hear your discussion. You being Brahmanas, you may know more." So that discussion was to find out what is greater than what, which is the greatest. So a series of great things are discussed in the discussion, that which is Mahan, which is Mahattaraha, greater and greater and greater, and that kind of thing. What is greater than the previous one and all that. And in the first dialogue, Shilaka asked the questions to Dalbyaha, who gives series of great things, and he gives 6 items are given by him. They start with a Sama mantra, Sama Veda mantra, as great, especially the Udgita Sama mantra. And greater than that is Swaraha. And then greater than Swara is Prana. Greater than Prana is Annam. Greater than Annam is Apaha. Greater than Apaha is Swargaha. Then Shilaka asks, what is greater than Swargaloka? And Dalbya says, Swargaloka is the greatest. Then Shilaka says, Swargaloka is only an intermediary one, and so not the greatest. And if one says Swarga is the greatest, his head will burst. Actually, in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka, you see a lot of head bursting. Murdate Yapatishyati. So this is unit Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka. So what do we understand by this? Anyone who says all those heavens, etc., are the ultimate, are all ignorant. Up to Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, up to Brahma Loka Paryantam. If people say that Loka is great, this Loka is great and all, they are only ignorant. That's what is being said here, communicated. Thus, the first six stages are taught by Dalbhyaha, and he says, I only know these six. And you, Shilakaha, please tell if there is something superior to Swarga. And now Shilaka introduces seventh one, and he says, Bhuloka or Bhumi is superior to Swarga also. Because all devatas, they get food from where? From Bhuloka only from offerings of manushyas. Indra yaswaha am, Varuna yaswaha am, Brihaspati yaswaha am, Pitrubhya swaha am, Parameshtine swaha. For all of them, Pitrus, devatas, for everyone, food is given from here. Therefore, manushyas alone sustain all devatas, because they are all devatas, are all bhoktas. They cannot do anything and earn, and so we have to give to them. Therefore, Shilaka says, Bhuloka is the greatest. At that stage, Jaivali interferes. Jaivali, the Kshatriya, he interferes. So the eighth section of Chandogya Upanishad is up to the seventh stage. Whereas the ninth section, which is our topic here, in which Jaivali says, Bhuloka also is not the ultimate. And if anyone says Bhuloka is ultimate, their head also will burst. Then Shilaka asks Jaivali, tell us, what is the greatest? And Jaivali pulls their legs also, saying, you are all Brahmanas, you are supposed to know more than me, I am a Kshatriya, I am not supposed to teach you, but still, I will teach you. And he introduces the Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Ishwaraha, to be meditated upon, the Udgita Sama or Omkara Sama, and while doing that, he introduces Ishwara, using the word Akashaha. That is the subcontext here. Jaivali, he introduces Ishwara using the word Akashaha, and since the word Akasha is used here in this sutra, there is confusion with the local elemental Akasha, the space. Akasha is one of the five elements, and we don't take it as Akasha, but we take it as Ishwara. So we have to justify that. Vyasacharya gives his support to this view in his sutra. And the general meaning of this sutra is, the word Akasha refers to Ishwara only. Sagunam Brahman or Upasyam Brahman replaces the word Ishwara. Then why not use the word Ishwara itself in the sutra? Brahma Sutra should deal with Brahman only. And how come you use the word Ishwara, which is not different from Brahman? Ishwara and Brahman are same. It is so because dressed Brahman is Ishwara. What dress Ishwara wears? He wears, Brahman wears, he wears the dress called Maya. So Maya Sahitam Brahman is Ishwara, and Ishwara minus Maya is Brahman. Maya Sahitam Brahma is Ishwara, and Ishwara minus Maya is Brahman. The word Brahman is very loosely placed as well as Saguna Ishwara. Shankaracharya does not commit the mistake out of confusion, but it is used for us to know that Brahman and Ishwara are not different. For Visishtadvaitins, Brahman is Sagunam Brahman, and there is no Nirgunam Brahman for them. When Advaitins use the word Brahman, it can refer to both Sagunam Brahman or Nirgunam Brahman. But when it means both, it is our job to select the meaning as appropriate per context. There is a rule, Vyavaharika Brahma is Sagunam Brahman. All Vyavaharika Brahma is Sagunam Brahma only. Jnana Prakarane Nyeyam Brahman is Nirgunam Brahman. Here we use Akasha word to indicate that it refers to Nirgunam Brahman. And it does not refer to Akasha element, one of the Panchabhutas. There are sufficient reasons to show that it is Brahma. And the Anumana Vakyam is what? Akashaha Brahma. Brahma means Sagunam Brahma or Ishwara. And the Brahma word we have to supply, Akashaka Brahma, by as Tallingat. This is the general analysis of this Sutra. Now we will take the word analysis. The first word is what? Akashaha. And the Akashaha occurring in chapter 1, 9 section of Chandogya Upanishad is the meaning of the word Akasha here. And then comes the word Tallingat. It is also a compound word of two words, Tat and Lingat. Tallingat. Tat refers to Brahman or Ishvara, and Linga refers to the clues or marks or symbols or indications of Brahman. They are all the Upanishad. And they are indicated by Shankaracharya. And now Jaivali says, Akashaha iti hovacha. Akasha should be what? Sarvaniha va imani bhutani akasha devam samudvatyante. Akasham prati astamyanti. Akasho heva ebhyaha jayan akashaha parayanam. Sarvani hava imani bhutani akasha deva samutpadyante. All beings, sarvani bhutani, in this world are born of this akasha samutpadyante, akasha deva. Sarva bhuta srishti karanam, which is the first indication. Akasha is the sarva bhuta srishti karanam. Akasham prati astamyanti. All these beings resolve into akasha only. That is sarva bhuta laya karanam. Therefore, akasha is sarva bhuta srishti karanam. Akasha is sarva bhuta laya karanam. And later it is said, akashaha parayanam. Sthiti karanam also, cause for the existence of all beings. So if you put all the three together, it is akashaha sarva bhuta srishti sthiti laya karanam. So three indicators are given already. And next is akashaha hi eva ebhyaha jayan. Akashaha is superior to all other things. Jayan is greatest, mahatvam. That is another indicator. Therefore, sarva srishti karanatvam, sarva sthiti karanatvam, sarva laya karanatvam, and sarva mahatvam. Four clues, four lingas. And then in the next mantra, in first chapter, 9th section, second mantra of Chandogya, it says, Sayesha parobariyan udghitaha, sayeshaha anantaha, parobariyo hasya bhavati, parobariyasaha lokanjayati, ya yeta devam vidvan parobariyam samudgitam upaste. So here Chandogya uses the word anantaha. Anantaha means sayeshaha anantaha, the infinite. There is another glory. And there is another word also, which is parobariyatvam. That's what we are talking about here. Being the supermost, superior most. Therefore, sarva srishti karanatvam, sarva sthiti karanatvam, sarva laya karanatvam, sarva mahatvam, anantatvam, and parobariyatvam, all these six indicators, the lingams, are there to show Akasha should not be taken as Bhuta Akasha, the elemental Akasha, but as Ishvara only. Jagat Karanam Brahmaiva. Therefore, Akashaha Brahmam Parovariyatim, Parovariyatvadim Lingat. All those lingas which we just now said, Shrishti Sthiti Laya Karanatvadim Lingatim, Akashaha Brahmaiva Bhavati. This is the essence of the Sutra. Now, a general Purvapakshi comes. Who is the general Purvapakshi? General Purvapakshi is called Ekadeshi. Some guy who has learned a few things, but still wants to ask some questions. That guy comes. And he objects our conclusion. He says, Akasha should not be taken as Ishvara and should be taken only as elemental Akasha only. And he gives the reason also. Any word can have several meanings. One rule is what? Every word has got one primary meaning, that is a powerful meaning, mukhya meaning, which is taken by all people in general. So it is called the prasiddha artaha, mukhya artaha, or vachya artaha. And the word can have several secondary meanings also. For example, anything that moves in the sky can be called kagaha. For example, an aeroplane moves in the sky. It's called kagaha. And according to our this thing, all planets move. All are kagaha. Plane is kagaha. Even though they all move, these meanings are possible for all of them to describe all of them. Generally, people understand kagaha means a bird. Therefore, bird is the primary meaning and all others are secondary meaning. For example, to take another example, tailam. Tailam means oil. We all know tailam is oil. The derivation of the word is tilat jatam tailam. Tilat. Tilat means this sesame seeds. We call it in Tamil nallanai. Tilat jatam. One that comes from til. But here, the derived meaning should be taken only as sesame oil, whereas the primary meaning of just oil is taken by one and all on all occasions. Normally, when we say tailam, they use any oil. So the general meaning of oil is called vachyartha. And when you take it as a particular oil, sesame oil, gingerly oil, called it yogartha, derived meaning. And according to language study, Shastras have come to the conclusion that the primary meaning is more powerful than derived meaning. Primary meaning is primary and all the people understand it. Only the one who has got that knowledge of the things knows derived meaning. If I don't know what til means as sesame seed, if I don't know that, then I will take it as also general oil. Every oil I will call it tailam. So primary meaning is prasiddhartha and yoga means secondary meaning. And we have got the word here akashaha. And the primary meaning as understood by common people is what? Space. That is the rudhyartha, rudhi. This also we have seen when we discussed the Upanishads. The word akashaha. So what we do here now? We don't take that prasiddhartha, the primary meaning, common meaning, but take the secondary meaning of Ishvara to akasha. And we have to justify such an interpretation also. That is Vedanti's job. Because the guy just asked a question. So we have to now justify. When somebody throws a stone at you, it is for you to protect. And one justification is what? Ishvara is all pervading like akasha. And therefore, akasha is Ishvara. Chaitanyam is akashaka because Chaitanyam is all pervading. Akasha is Ishvara because Ishvara is as much pervading as akasha. Akasha is derived from the root prakashate, the shining one, the effulgent one. Akasha means sarvatra prakashaha. Brahma is evident everywhere. Brahman is evident everywhere, self-evident in the form of sat, chit and ananda rupena. Akasha is like Ishvara, it is said. So it is all pervading like space and it is effulgent like akasha. So whatever be the reason, akasha is only a secondary meaning for Ishvara because primary meaning of akasha is space. Primary meaning is space only. So between the primary and secondary meaning, always the former is superior and the Purvapakshi says akasha is space and should not be taken as Ishvara, the secondary meaning. Akasha is space is most powerful than the secondary meaning is his argument. So akasha is taking as the sthiti, shrishti sthiti laya karana. Even Taittiriya Upanishad says, tasmadvaye tasmadatmana akashas sambhutaha akashadvayuho vayoragnihi agnerapaha adhyaprithivi. All the elements, first from Brahman akasha comes and from that everything else comes. Space element is srishti karanam because from akasha alone, all other bhutas, they came to existence. Without space, we cannot exist because without space, we cannot live. So space is laya karanam and it is superior to all other elements. It can be applied to elemental space also and it is the primary meaning. And the Purvapakshi says that akasha is space, the element, it is mahan, it is srishti sthiti laya karanam. You have to invoke akasha upon omkara. And now Siddhanti has to establish and say no. And convince akasha is Brahman alone. That is his task. And Shankaracharya says, no doubt we can take the primary meaning that akasha is an element. No problem. Upanishad says akasha sarvani bhutani jayante. Everything is born out of akasha, and should we take as Brahman or element is our question. When you say everything, it includes what? It includes akasha, the element also. Here it is taken everything except akasha is the element. Everything comes from akasha means that everything, does it include akasha or not? If you say akasha as Brahman, everything has got unrestricted meaning. The word everything has got unrestricted meaning. When you say everything is born out of space, you mean everything except the space is born out of akasha. Then everything is limited. And if you take akasha as Brahman, everything is born out of Brahman. So in your interpretation, everything has got restricted meaning. And when I say everything is born out of Brahman, everything including akasha is born out of Brahman. Similarly, akasha is only apekshikalaya karanam, and akasha resolves into Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is sarva srishti, sarva sthiti, sarva laya karanam, all fit perfectly with Brahman than by taking akasha as the element. That is Acharya's argument. Similarly, mahatvam and parovariyatvam, anantatvam, they will all perfectly fit in with Brahman only. Akasha is only an apekshika anantaha. And when you take space element as akasha, you have to sacrifice the primary meaning in many cases. In one place you can use, but the primary meaning you have to lose in other places, like sarva srishti, sarva sthiti, sarva laya karanam, and all that. So you have to take the secondary meaning for all. But Advaita Siddhanta takes the secondary meaning only at one place. That is by taking akasha as Ishvara, we sacrifice the primary meaning of akasha and take the secondary meaning. So we are sacrificing in only one place. Whereas in all other places, like sarva sritti, sarva sthiti, sarva laya karanam, etc., mahatvam and all that, you know, all the six, we can take only the primary meaning of Ishvara. Whereas the Purva Pakshi's case, he takes akasha as the primary meaning. He is okay in only one place, but all other sarva srishti, sthiti, laya, etc., he is not. Therefore, in six places, he has to sacrifice the primary meaning of space element. Therefore, Purva Pakshi has to sacrifice the primary meanings in six places. Therefore, who sacrifices the primary meaning more is the question. Only the Purva Pakshi and not Vedanti. Vedanti compromises only in one place, whereas Purva Pakshi has to sacrifice in six places. Then Acharya argues, even taking akasha is not secondary meaning. Really speaking, akasha as Ishvara is primary meaning also. Primary meaning, not why also, only. It is so because akasha is well known as Ishvara in the scriptures. May not be in common parlance of workable language. It is not a loka prasiddhi, but it is primary meaning in the shastric circle, samang shastras. It is often used in the name of Saguna Brahman. Shankaracharya gives the three mantras as example to establish this. In the 8th chapter of Chandogya, 14th section, the first mantra, Akasho vai nama rupayoho nirvahitam te yadantara tad brahma, clearly says tad brahma, akasho vai tad brahma, tad amritam sa atma prajapatehe sabam veshma prapadye yashoham bhavami brahmananam. Having used the word akasha, the Upanishad says tad brahma, which means akasha is nothing but Brahman alone, the srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam, Brahman, of the entire creation. So the entire substratum of the creation is nothing but akasha, which in other words means Brahman. And also in the 4th chapter of Chandogya, 10th section, 5th mantra, saho vacha vijanamyaham yat prano brahma kam cha tu khan cha na vijanamiti te hochuhu yadvava kam tadeva kam yadeva kam tadeva kamidi pranam cha asmai tadakasham cha uchuhu. Here kam means akasha and kam means anantaha. So here it is said, Akasha is Brahman and Anantam Brahman, Sagunam Brahman here. And in the Rigveda mantra also there is Riche, Akshare, Parame, Vyoman. Parame, Vyoman is, here also it is said, all emanate from Supreme, Aksharam Brahman, which is Srishti Sthiti Layakaranam, and which is Vyoman means Akashaha. So Akshara and Vyoman are used to indicate Akasha again. Therefore, Shankaracharya's conclusion is what? Even with regard to Akasha as Ishvara, we do not take the secondary meaning and it is primary meaning only, as supported by many Shruti Vakyams. So when viewed from scriptures, but not from the view of the verb, common usage is concerned, we don't look at from that, from the scriptural angle. It is also called Ishvara Brahma. So with this, the Akasha Adhikaranam is also over. Now let us see the technical aspect of this Adhikaranam. Again, we have to fit into the shloka, Vishaya Vishayaschaivam, Purva Pakshastatottaram, Sangatischeti Panchangam, Shastra Adhikaranam, Spritam. So Vishayaha, the subject matter, is what? Akasha, occurring where? In the Chandogya. And Samshaya, the objection, could be where doubts, is whether it refers to space element or whether it refers to Sagunam Brahma as Ishvara. Space or Ishvara, space as an element, one of the Panchabhutas. And Purvapaksha, he writes the objection, Akasha is the element or space only. That is the primary meaning of the word Akasha, and that is the most powerful meaning. That is Purvapaksha. And the fourth factor is what? Is Siddhanta. Siddhanta is the word Akasha means Brahman only. That's what he argues and establishes. For which Shankaracharya has given various Shastric Pramanams that we saw, even though the primary meaning of the word Akasha is element. And all the six descriptions of Sagunam Brahman that we just saw, they all tally well with the word Akasha to mean Brahman, is proved by the Siddhanti. And the fifth practical factor is what? Sangatihi. And the position of this topic is in the appropriate position, and that should occur in the Brahma Sutra. So as I told, we won't go into the details of that. As mentioned, the technical details of Sangati, we won't dwell in. So with this, the eighth Adhikaranam also is over. Now we will go to the ninth topic, Pranadhikaranam. Pranadhikaranam Atayeva Pranaha. Atayeva Pranaha is the Sutra, 23rd Sutra of Brahma Sutra, and the ninth topic, Pranadhikaranam. And this Adhikaranam also happens to be a small Adhikaranam only, with only one sutra called Prana Adhikaranam, since Prana is the first word of this particular Adhikaranam. For this Adhikaranam, the Vishaya Vakyam is what? The Shruti Vakyam again is from Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, 11th section, 5th mantra. Prana Itiho Vacha Sarvani Havayimani Bhutani Pranameva Abhisam Vishanti Pranam Abhivujjihate Saisha Devata Prastavam Anvayatta Tamchet Avidvan Prastoshyaha Murdate Vipatishyati Tatoktasya Mayeti. Ad Murdate Vipatishyati. Everywhere the head will burst in Chandogya. So here a king is doing a very big yajna. And the yaga is to be started, and all the priests are all seated correctly in their places around the yaga kunda. It's all about to start. And there are several priests associated with each Veda. Each Veda has got four priests, each totaling 16 priests doing the yaga. And the yaga is about to start. One famous but poor Brahmana called the Chakrayana Rishi, he enters the yaga shala. And before yaga, there was a cyclone in his village, some big whatever calamity, and all people suffer like him. And he doesn't have money, he was very poor. And he came to know that a local king is going to perform the yaga, and he hoped to get some good dakshina in the yaga. So he goes to the group of four Samaveda priests sitting there, and one is Udghata, second one is called Prastota, third one is called Pratiharta, and fourth one is called Subramanya. So four priests. And the Brahmana asked three questions to them. To the first three priests, which is related to Sama Mantra chanting. The question is, so every Sama Mantra is divided into 5 or 7 divisions. And each division is called a bhakti. Bhakti is not the devotion bhakti. Here the division of a Sama Mantra, 5 or 7 divisions for each Sama Mantra is called a bhakti. It means a division of Sama Mantra. Now let us take 5 of them. First is Hinkaraha. Second is called Prastavaha. Third one is called Udgitaha. And Pratiharaha. And Nidhana. These are the 5 divisions, 5 bhaktis. And 4 priests and 5 bhaktis are each. And each bhakti has got 1 Adhishtana Devata also. Presiding Devata for each bhakti, each division of this Samaveda. And Chakrayana now asked 3 questions about the Adhishtana Devatas, the presiding deity for each one of them. First, he asked the Prastota about the Adhishtana Devata. So, Prastava Bhakti Devata, he asked him. Next, to the Udgata, that priest, he asked about the Udgita Bhakti Devata. And Pratiharta, he asked him about the Pratihara Bhakti Devata. So, he asked questions about who is the Devata and all that. And the answer what he got, all people do not know the Devatas, although they are all expert of in Samaveda. In Sama Mantra, they are all expert. They can recite extremely well. But they didn't know the presiding deities for each one of those divisions. And Chakrayana tells that if you chant without knowing the Devata, what will happen? Without knowing the Devata or meaning of the mantra, your heads will burst. And he gives a warning. So the priest did not chant anything. They were all afraid. Did not chant anything, and there was utter silence. And the Raja, the king, was worried why the Yaga did not start yet. So he asked Chakrayana who he was, and he is a learned person and a scholar. So the king then, when he talked to him, the king found out, and the king then asked him to perform the Yaga, and he became the supervisor and demanded good dakshina also from the king. The yajna is about to commence. And they asked Chakrayana about the devatas. Because they have to start. So unless they know the devata, they cannot start. So they asked Chakrayana to give them the knowledge, upadesha, about those devatas. And he gives the answer. That is, prana is the prastava bhakti devata. Aditya is udgita bhakti devata. And annam is pratiharta bhakti devata. So he gave the 3 devatas, names of the 3 devatas, to the 3 divisions of the priests in Samaveda. Now we will focus here only on the prana devata, because this is pranadikarana, which is prastava bhakti devata. Bhakti means division, not the devotion. The division Samaveda. So in his commentary, Shankaracharya points out that the word prana here is Sagunam Brahman or Ishvara, and Ishvara is the Bhakti Devata. Prana here means Sagunam Brahman. When prana is said to be the Bhakti Devata, Ishvara, the Sagunam Brahman, is the Bhakti Devata. It is further described that Ishvara is Sarva Srishti Stiti Laya Karanam. All things arise from prana, which is Sagunam Brahma or Ishvara. If Upanishad had used the word Ishvara, that would not have been a problem. But he uses the word prana. He uses the word prana to indicate Ishvara. So prana is part of Sukshma Shariram that we know. Panja Prana Deha. 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions, and Panja Prana Deha, Manas, intellect, all that thing they are called in the Sukshma Shariram. But here prana is taken as Sagunam Brahma, not even Vayu Vikara and all that thing. So indications are there for prana to be Sagunam Brahman, which is Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Karana. Indications in Lingas. Prana is Ishwaraha, therefore this Adhikaranam is simple. Prana is because of Ishwara's description. When prana is said to be Ishwara, Ishwara's description should fit prana. Prana has got 2 descriptions, which is Srishti and Laya Karanam. The sutra consists of 3 words. Ata Yeva Pranaha. Ata Yeva Pranaha is the sutra. 3 words. Ataha. First Ata means because of this reason. What reason? Asmat Karanat. Based on this, what? Tallingas, because of Ishvara's description is given as Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam earlier. We have already saw Tallingat, all those various symbols or various indicators. So Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam and Eva. Eva means there is no other reason given. This is the only reason. Akasha applies to this also. Atideshaka means extension of one argument to another context also. Argument in the earlier one and this Adhikaranam are nearly same. Just we described everything for Akasham. Similar things are described for Prana also. And then comes the word Prana. So Atha Eva Prana. So the Prana, which means the Prana occurring in Chandogya Upanishad Mantra, number chapter 1, 11th section, 5th mantra. Here the word prana refers to Ishvara. And the fourth word we supply is Brahma. So three words are there in the sutra and we supply fourth word Brahma. Now the Purvapakshi comes with another Srishti question to negate our view. It is taken from Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda. There is one Brahmanam called Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda. Here it is said, when one is asleep, it talks about the Swapiti, a person who is asleep. The Vayu Indriya, the Manaha, all the organs, they all resolve into Prana, it says. During sleep, Prana does not get resolved. It very much functions during sleep. And this unmanifest condition is called prana, that is avyakrita avastha or sushupti avastha is called prana. And the very fact the sleeping person is alive and he again wakes up shows that prana is alive. On waking up, all organs wake up with prana. So it is called sarvalaya as also sarva srishti karana, because in sleep it is all laya. When he gets up, it is srishti. So the Purvapakshi says, prana itself is able to be the cause of srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam, and why it should be said that it indicates Ishvara or Saguna Brahma. Prana itself, it does all that. This is the argument of Purvapakshi. And Shankaracharya says, in Chandogya, prana is referred, presented as samashti prapancha, srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam. That includes our organ also. It is presented as a samashti prapancha srishti sthiti laya karanam, not individual. In Shatapatha Brahmana, what it says, yada avai purushaham swapiti pranam tarhi vagapyeti pranam chakshuhum pranam shrotram pranam manaha sa yada prabudhyate prana deva adi punarjayante. Yada avai purushaha swapiti. When a person sleeps, pranam tarhi vagapyeti, the vagindriyam dissolves into prana. Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Manaha, eyes, ears, mind. In short, all karanams, all organs, all indriyas, they resolve into prana at the time of sleep. During sleep, prana doesn't resolve. If it does, then they will remove us. Therefore, the unmanifest condition is often called prana in shastras. And this mantra says, prana deva punaha jayante. On waking up, all the organs, they emerge out of prana only. So srishti karanam, apyeti means laya karanam, all individual organs only. It talks of only the veshti karana, srishti laya karanam only. Very important. It talks about only the individual organs, srishti laya karanam. Prana in vachyartha is the veshti karana srishti laya karanam, the vachyartha as prana. Therefore, your quotation is inappropriate quotation. Who says? Shankaracharya to whom? Purvapakshi. Now Purvapakshi gives another Shruti quotation. He is a well-informed guy, in which he talks about a different thing, including the creation resolves into prana. There is another Upanishad called Kaushitaki Upanishad. Yada suptaha swapnam na kanchana pashyati ata asmin prane eva ekada bhavati tada yenam vag sarvai namabihi saha pyeti. There also we talk about sushupti, and it is said all the organs resolve into prana, and it uses an extra expression here, and it says not only vag indriyam resolves into, but also the objects of vag indriyam also resolve. That means chakshurindriyam and chakshur vishayaha, they also resolve. It will include all things in creation. Sarvani bhutani pranam apyeti. Prana is not vyashti karana srishti laya karanam, but it is samashti karanam srishti karanam also. Prana is Brahman. It is concluded in the Kaushitaki Upanishad. That's what he says. And there are more quotations on that, which we will give in the next class. To veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilina seya parasamaheshwaraha. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.